Evan, it was your first game in quite a while there. How did you feel like it went, and what was it like to get back in the lineup?
I thought it went pretty good. It was a great feeling. You know, you're working really hard off the ice. Coaches are keeping us in shape, so to finally get back in a game was a good feeling.
Can you explain what the process has been like over the last couple months? Just I know you've been working, especially with David Belcher after practice and stuff. How have you kind of felt like you were getting kind of prepared in case this eventuality did come?
Yeah, it's tough. Everyone kind of wants to play, but you really have to take advantage of what's given to you. And that was, a lot of practice time for me and a lot of time to work on what I wanted to work on, specifically my skating and stuff like that. So I think it was, good to take advantage of that.
Bob Stauffer, 6'3", Chad.
Hey, Evan. We know you played a lot of power play time in junior and down on the A. Just the thought on Jim Playfair giving you an opportunity to work on the penalty kill and how much you did with that in London and as well as in the American League, and whether or not you got a chance to PK it over in Sweden as well.
Yeah, it was a great opportunity for me to, kind of get through the systems and everything like that. And I think, that I could add that part to my game. So to get the chance to play on the penalty kill was, was important for me. And it was, I was happy to get some time there.
And just a thought, you clearly worked on your body composition. You came in camp as good a shape as any of the defensemen. When you're practicing on a day-to-day basis, who are some of the other guys out there that are part of the taxi squad that are maybe less heralded that help drive it for you in terms of the competitive battles? Would it be a guy like Patrick Russell or one of those guys? Who would you maybe mention?
Yeah, big time Patrick Russell. He gives, 110% every time he's on the ice, but I think it's that whole group there. Everyone's kind of fighting against each other's inner competition, which is great for the team, and I think it just makes everyone else better. But in the end, we're all pushing each other, and like you said, Patrick Russell's a guy who really tries to push everyone out there.
Jim Matheson, Post Media.
Evan, this goal you scored, fake the slap shot and then threw the wrist shot at the net. Is that something you worked on when you were in junior? Because it obviously the people were waiting for the slap shot and you whistled the wrister in.
Yeah, it's, I think just part of getting shots through to the net, it doesn't always have to be that slap shot. I guess the slap shot kind of helps, but when you can throw wristers just on the net with screens in front, it helps a lot. And I think, we had guys going to the net, so I kind of just wanted to get the puck through and give them a chance to get a rebound. Luckily, it went in.
And was this the longest that you've ever sat as a hockey player, a couple of months without playing a game?
Yeah, I'd say definitely during the season, this is the longest I've been without a game.
And did that take some getting used to?
Yeah, big time. Like I mentioned earlier, everyone kind of wants to be in the lineup, but it took a bit of time. But like I said, you got to take advantage of what's given to you, and that was more practice time for me.
Thank you.
Terry Jones, Post Media.
Yeah, what are your thoughts about being in this organization, and you watch Yamamoto show up and stick, and you watch Bear show up and stick, and it goes down the list, and it seems like there's a lot of guys coming through, and when they get here, they're staying here. Any thoughts on that?
You got to take advantage of what's given you, and Yamo did that last year. Same thing with Bearsy. They took advantage of what was given to them, and they ran with it and have played, they haven't looked back, and they've played incredible ever since, and hopefully I can do the same here.
And as an extension to that, do you kind of think about what this could be like going down the road here with all you guys together for significant years?
I think the organization has a bright future. The guys we have now, the guys we have in Bakersfield, I think, it's tip of the iceberg right now, and I think we're just going to keep going uphill here, and I think there's a bright future here.
Great, thank you.
Ryan Rashog, TSN.
Evan, I just wonder, you know, as the days are going by between games for you, what the level of communication is like between yourself and the coaching staff and the organization, and if conversations are had about just, you know, what the plan is and how to ensure your development continues the right way, and just what is that communication like about the overall plan for you?
Yeah, they were, you know, kind of good at keeping me in the loop as to what's going on, plans for me, and, you know, they just really wanted to emphasize, you know, treat your practices like a game because you never know when you're going to get in. But they've been good with talking to me, letting me know the situation that I'm in, and no, it was good to finally get a game in.
In a normal year, I mean, the American Hockey League is a different type of option. You can kind of come and go when you're on the type of contract that you're on. It just wasn't necessarily the case this year. I guess everybody understands how unique this year is with the way everything is set up, and that has to factor into your thinking and sort of understanding the situation.
Yeah, big time. It's, you know, if you go to Bakersfield, you got to play some games there, and then you got to spend some time quarantining. And, you know, it's a tough decision. In the end, it's really on the management, what they think's best for me. And, you know, I'm happy I got to stay here, get some practices in, and like I said, work on my game. And, you know, I think it's paying off for me.